Political language, said George Orwell, is designed to make lies sound truthful and murder respectable, and to give an appearance of solidity to pure wind. His essay, Politics and the English Language, remains, nearly 70 years later, one of the most venerated texts on our language and the political uses to which it can be put. If Orwell's aim was to, quote, make political writing into an art, it's not difficult to imagine his scathing condemnation of today's favoured phrases, the squeeze middle, fiscal cliffs, big society, and so on. But far from merely despairing at cliché and jargon, his more serious point was that sloppy language reveals sloppiness of thought and can deceive both the listener and the speaker. Philip Collins, start us off with this essay. You've been rereading it for us. Is it still relevant?
It's absolutely still relevant, but I think we have to... Let's go back to the quote you started with, because it's absolutely the central part of the essay, where Orwell says, political language is designed to make lies sound truthful and murder respectable and give the illusion of solidity to pure wind. It's a classic Orwell formulation, because you've got a very homely metaphor at the end, but it's dominated by one big word, which is murder. It reminds us that this essay was written in 1945, and the things which Orwell refers to specifically in the essay are the British Empire, the Russian purges, the atom bomb. He writes of people dying of scurvy in Arctic labour camps. This is a grave moment in history when he's writing it. It's the same time that Hayek's writing The Road to Serfdom, actually, and that's the context in which this essay comes. So when we apply the lessons in here about cutting out unnecessary words to doing a speech on when you're second last at the local government chronicle conference on the universal credit delivery mechanism, although it's all true, you can apply those lessons to much smaller events. We've got to remember Orwell's talking about really big things.
Yeah, he's talking at a time when for 10 years they've been looking at the destruction of Western civilization, not abolishing the bus pass.
That's right, and that's very important. Orwell's really talking about language which is designed to legitimise appalling acts, as you see in his two late great books, 1984 and Animal Farm, where he develops the idea in which language encompasses a whole intellectual landscape.
And what are his rules for good writing, for honest writing?
His rules for good writing are work out what you want to say, what words will best express it, can you think of a fresh idiom for expressing it, and can you say it quicker, and can you avoid unnecessary ugliness? And they are a fantastic template for good writing.
Segment 1. Political language, said George Orwell, is designed to make lies sound truthful and murder respectable, and to give an appearance of solidity to pure wind. His essay, Politics and the English Language, remains, nearly 70 years later, one of the most venerated texts on our language and the political uses to which it can be put. If Orwell's aim was to, quote, make political writing into an art, it's not difficult to imagine his scathing condemnation of today's favoured phrases, the squeeze middle, fiscal cliffs, big society, and so on. But far from merely despairing at cliché and jargon, his more serious point was that sloppy language reveals sloppiness of thought and can deceive both the listener and the speaker.
Segment 2.
Philip Collins, start us off with this essay. You've been rereading it for us. Is it still relevant?
It's absolutely still relevant, but I think we have to... Let's go back to the quote you started with, because it's absolutely the central part of the essay, where Orwell says, political language is designed to make lies sound truthful and murder respectable and give the illusion of solidity to pure wind. It's a classic Orwell formulation, because you've got a very homely metaphor at the end, but it's dominated by one big word, which is murder. It reminds us that this essay was written in 1945, and the things which Orwell refers to specifically in the essay are the British Empire, the Russian purges, the atom bomb. He writes of people dying of scurvy in Arctic labour camps.
Segment 3.
This is a grave moment in history when he's writing it. It's the same time that Hayek's writing The Road to Serfdom, actually, and that's the context in which this essay comes. So when we apply the lessons in here about cutting out unnecessary words to doing a speech on when you're second last at the local government chronicle conference on the universal credit delivery mechanism, although it's all true, you can apply those lessons to much smaller events. We've got to remember Orwell's talking about really big things.
Yeah, he's talking at a time when for 10 years they've been looking at the destruction of Western civilization, not abolishing the bus pass.
That's right, and that's very important.
Segment 4.
Orwell's really talking about language which is designed to legitimise appalling acts, as you see in his two late great books, 1984 and Animal Farm, where he develops the idea in which language encompasses a whole intellectual landscape.
And what are his rules for good writing, for honest writing?
His rules for good writing are: work out what you want to say, what words will best express it, can you think of a fresh idiom for expressing it, and can you say it quicker, and can you avoid unnecessary ugliness? And they are a fantastic template for good writing.